No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on the 16th day of January 2019. I'm David Brown in the Texas Capital City. Thanks so much for spending a bit of your Wednesday with us. Hey, hear that? Yeah, try it. Turn in the direction of the Capitol and just cup your ears a bit. That silence. No ideological noisemaking. No grandstanding. The recent legislative sessions have been notably riotous, with blustery fights over gun rights, abortion rights, even who gets to use the bathroom where. But this time, the talk is focusing on schools, kids, teachers. Before this session, leaders at the Capitol promised to put more state money into education. And now? Well, now we have a plan in the House to provide $7 billion more to Texas schools. And on the Senate side, a proposal to give schools almost $4 billion earmarked for teacher pay raises. Listen again. Hear that sound? That's the sound of getting stuff done. Yeah, still early days for the 86th ledge, I know, but if you like what you're hearing, or don't, no time like the present to let your lawmakers know. Oh, you can poke fun at the kumbaya if you'd like, but the alternative is pretty sad and scary, I think we'd all agree. There's the sort of political impasse that leads to government paralysis, which we'll explore a little later in the big broadcast. Or we'll just take a look at what's happening on the other side of the pond right now. On March 29th, the United Kingdom is set to pull out of the European Union, a decision made by the British people in a 2016 referendum. March 29th is coming up fast. And what's the plan for the pullout? Well, there isn't one. Not one approved by Parliament, at least. Lawmakers bickering in the shadow of Big Ben have for a second time rejected a so-called Brexit strategy, and matters could get awfully messy and ugly awfully quickly. Harold Clark knows about this. He's professor in the School of Economic, Political, and Policy Sciences at the University of Texas at Dallas. He's also adjunct professor in the Department of Government at the University of Essex in the UK. Professor, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Pleased to speak with you.
Before we get to the details, I have to ask, as someone who straddles the waters between Texas and the UK, is this just political curiosity for Texans, or do we have a stake in this Brexit outcome?
Oh, I think that we very much have a stake. The state of Texas itself has a large economic trading relationship with the UK, and of course with the European Union more generally. And then, of course, politically, these events have been terribly destabilizing. And so, there's a lot of sort of geopolitical security concerns, of course, as well. We've been partners with the UK and with various European Union countries in organizations like NATO for decades. And so anytime that there's instability there, it's very much of concern to us here in the United States generally, and in Texas, of course, as well.
Well, now let's turn our attention to what actually happened yesterday. Most people were expecting Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit deal to be defeated, I guess for a second time there in the House of Commons. But this was a rather shockingly wide margin, don't you think? I mean, 432 to 202. Would you call it historic? And
Yes, for sure, David. This is... probably the biggest crisis in British politics since the Second World War, and the magnitude of the defeat of the government on the second Brexit vote was really surprising. It's not just to me, but to a lot of observers.
Well, as many of our listeners may know, the opposition party, the Labour Party, called for a no confidence vote. Prime Minister May is expected to survive that. Assuming that she does, what next? What options are available, given that this March deadline is fast approaching?
Well, I think that's the $64 question, as we used to say. It's not clear at all what the way forward is. Theresa May says that she, will try to continue to negotiate to get a deal which is acceptable, to Parliament and to the European Union. But it's not at all clear what that deal would look like and whether she'd be able to pull it off. The European Union, on the one hand, has an incentive to try to see everything fall apart and for Britain to remain in the EU, But on the other hand, with the deadline fast approaching for leaving the EU, they also have an incentive to try to do something to keep Britain from, as they say, crashing out of the Union. So it's really very difficult to foresee what the way forward is going to be. It's just a complete mess.
You know, not much time left, but what could happen if, in fact, the British government decides to play chicken here with that deadline and say, look, we're going to crash. We don't have a plan. The opposition hasn't put forward a plan. That's it. We'll be out of the EU without a deal.
You know, probably about two-thirds of the British Parliament would be really alarmed. There's a hardcore of Brexiteers, mainly in the Conservative Party, of course, who wouldn't be at all unhappy with this. But you might well see additional no-confidence motions being made in Parliament, and they might actually, one of them might actually succeed. The government would fall, and there would be a new election. There also, of course, is a possibility of a second referendum, which has been widely discussed. But this is all just supposition on our part. We're in uncharted waters here, David. We've never seen anything like this before.
Harold Clark is professor in the School of Economic, Political, and Policy Sciences, University of Texas at Dallas. He's also adjunct professor, Department of Government at the University of Essex in the UK. Professor, thanks so much.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed talking with you.